The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart in ways you probably haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Questlove, and Cate Blanchett. In recent weeks, I talked to actor Dan Levy, director Ava DuVernay, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. This week, I talk to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating.
I got a big heart, and I'm very forgiving, but, like, don't abuse it. It's been abused enough.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ MV.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. It's Friday.
Yes, it's Friday.
It's been a long goddamn week. You don't think so?
Yes, it has.
Man, I don't know why the week feels so long. Like, I feel sore this morning. Like, I've been working. I mean, I have been working out, but, you know, I just feel sore this morning.
Yeah, it's a long weekend. We are out in Miami. Shout out to our station out here, 103.5 The Beat.
Yes, getting ready for Super Bowl.
Yeah, getting ready for Super Bowl last night. Yesterday, I guess it was yesterday evening, I had a party with Snoop Dogg and Clue at the Clevelander, mm-hmm. which was, you know, I would say this. Everybody loves Snoop. Like,
duh.
Kids, teens, middle age, old, like, everybody rocks the Snoop.
People were there with their parents.
With their parents, yeah. It was a Pepsi event, and Snoop had everybody rocking. And Snoop plays everything. Snoop plays everything from Al Green to Lil Baby to himself. Like,
what do you mean plays everything? He DJs now?
Yeah, he DJed.
Yeah, he was DJing.
He DJed last night. He didn't perform as Snoop. It was DJ Snoopadelic.
And he was taking pictures with everybody, letting everybody video.
Yeah, he was Snoop was the coolest, like... He did have security, but he was very cool letting people take videos and pictures. He was cheesing. And Snoop, I DJed after Snoop, and Snoop was still there just partying, having a good time, man.
Yeah.
So basically, you're paying for Snoop's celebrity.
Yes.
Okay.
But like, if you don't want to pay the real price for Snoop, because I'm sure Snoop charges six figures at least, so you probably could get him a lot less just to DJ for a little bit, you know?
Got you.
So I did that, and then after I went to the strip club.
And you brought your son with you.
I brought my son. My son was partying with me. And he had a good time. It was pretty cool to party with my son and just watch him. And it's funny because he's like, you could tell he's just really seeing things. So he's seeing boobs and asses, and I see him staring.
And girls twerking.
I see him looking. I'm like, what you looking at? And he puts his head down. I'm like, nah, you can look at it. Look, you can look. Mm-hmm. So yeah. He had a good time.
You officially old. When you start being in the club partying with your children, you are old ass nigga.
I was like, Logan, how old are you? He said, I'm 18 in the 10th grade.
Yeah, he is his daddy's son.
Well, he had to say 18, but I guess he didn't do the math for the grade. But yeah, he is 18. He's a senior. Yeah, senior. That's what that's his story.
So him and Madison are the same.
That's their story, and they're sticking with it.
So they're twins.
Yep, that's their story, and they're sticking with it this weekend. This weekend, they're twins. If you see Logan out, he's 18 to party, 21 to drink. He's partying. So shout out to Long. He didn't make it to the next club because he fell asleep, but he's all right.
A strip club?
Well, that's what happens when you're drinking in the 10th grade. You usually fall asleep, can't handle your liquor.
Well, he wasn't drinking, sir.
He was doing edibles.
You just said if you see Logan this weekend, he's 18, 21 to drink.
I said the club's out here, 18 to party, 21 to drink, so he could get in.
Okay.
What's wrong with you?
I thought you was making it seem like if you see him with a little Ciroc in his hand, just
no. No, that's against the law, sir.
Jesus.
All right, well, let's get the show cracking. Tommy Davidson is going to be joining us.
Yes, he's got a new book out called Living in Color. Yeah, if you have a certain age, you definitely remember Tommy Davidson from In Living Color and movies like Strictly Business. He's got a very interesting story to tell.
That's right.
I thoroughly enjoyed his book.
Yeah, so we'll kick it with him. All right, so let's get the show cracking. Front Page News, what are we talking about?
Yes, they are changing the All-Star Game format. So we'll tell you what it's going to be like this year for the first time ever.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, this Sunday, of course, is the Super Bowl. Now, who are you going for, 49ers or the Chiefs? Yee.
I said the 49ers.
Charlamagne.
I'm not going for anybody. I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan. I only root for one squad. Now, if you ask
who do you think is going to win then,
sir? That's a better question. I would go to Kansas City Chiefs. Their offense is just lights out. I don't think you can stop their offense.
Yeah, I think the Kansas City Chiefs got it, too, honestly. All right, what else are we talking about, Yeezy?
Well, let's talk about the All-Star Game. They are changing the format. They said the first three quarters of the game will be like separate mini games. So it's going to be played for charity with the score resetting at the start of each quarter. So that's for the first three quarters. Each quarter is like a whole separate game. And then the fourth quarter is the quarter that will determine the winner of the All-Star Game.
I don't get it.
That's whack. That's trash.
I was trying to figure it out last night. I still don't get it.
They didn't think that through.
Right, so this is what's going to happen. After the third quarter, each team gets all the points back, the total of all the first three quarters. So 1, 2, 3 quarters is playing for charity. Each one is a separate mini game. So whoever wins each quarter wins that particular game for charity.
Oh, and then the fourth quarter is the actual game.
You get all your points back that you have for all three quarters, and then you have to play for an additional 24 points, and whoever gets that additional 24 points first is... To the leading team's total is the one that, yes.
Yeah, wins. So at the end of three quarters, if it's 195, the game is 124, and whoever gets the 124 first wins.
Yeah, if the score is 80 to 100 at the top of the fourth quarter, then whoever gets to 124 is the team that wins.
Yeah, that's whack. I don't like that. That's too confusing. It resets every quarter. I don't like that.
I mean, to be honest with you, it's the All-Star game. Who gives a damn? You know what I'm saying?
It's usually just a really quick game, no defense.
Yeah, but I like that. I like them dunking on each other, doing wild stuff.
They're still going to be doing all of that. That ain't going to change. Like, nobody.
I wonder what made them decide to do that.
I don't know. Maybe they're just trying to do stuff.
So we can do exactly what we're doing right now.
Talk about it. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it's just a weird thing. I don't know. But at the end of each quarter, the team with the most points will be awarded $100,000 for their respective charity. So I guess that's also a way to donate to these charities, right?
Right. And are they going to wear 8 and 24 jerseys, did they say?
Well, the reason the game is 24 is...
Yeah, I know because of that. But I was hoping that maybe the East wear 8 and then West wear 24 or something like that for COVID.
I haven't seen anything about that yet. So I don't know what they're... But they are going to be paying tribute, of course, to Kobe. Okay. I mean, how could you... We know that's happening.
Right.
And Kobe could also get a street named after him in L.A. Right now, officials are discussing different options on how they can make that happen.
I mean, he definitely going to get a street named after him. That's light.
Right.
I like the whole conversation they're having about, adding his name onto the Staples Center.
Mm-hmm.
I think I saw somebody say... The Kobe Bryant Center presented by Staples or something like that. I don't know. Who knows?
They're even talking about putting his daughter's jersey up in the rafters. All right, now one Florida player is the only winner of the $396.9 million Powerball jackpot.
Boy, don't y'all give nobody in Florida all that goddamn money. You know what your Uncle Charlotte says about Florida. All the craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. You don't want to see somebody in Florida with all that money. What part of Florida?
The jackpot winner matched all six numbers.
I thought you were about to say Jacksonville. I was like, no!
That person purchased that ticket at a 7-Eleven in Bonita Springs.
Let me see where Bonita Springs at. It's probably some old white woman anyway, some old 92-year-old white woman that's about to die any day.
I don't know. We shall see. You never know.
Now, Charlamagne, you know, usually sometimes I don't agree with you, right? But when you talk about the craziest people from Florida, sometimes I'm like, nah, I love Florida. But you know, last night, I'm in the club, and I DJ a lot of clubs. You know, somebody stole my jacket
out
the club?
First of all, that does not mean that person was from Florida. There was a lot of people from out of town. At the Clevelander?
I don't know. I shouted out Florida. People went crazy. But they stole my jacket, bro.
Anything that happens in Florida gets blamed on Florida because it's the water. So as soon as you go down there, even if you're from out of town, you drink that water, you become a Floridian for the weekend.
Who steals the jacket still? Florida. It was a jacket.
First of all, who wears a jacket in Miami right now?
It's chilly. It's chilly right now. It's chilly. Aren't you chilly? You got a jacket on right now.
In the studio, not outside at a club.
It's chilly. It was an outdoor party. I was cold. I put my jacket down. They stole my jacket. Who steals jackets?
Who leaves a jacket laying around?
What kind of jacket was it?
Red.
What kind?
Off-white.
Oh yeah. Come on now.
Yes, it did again.
You earned that stealing.
And you was right there. You was sitting right next to the jacket. You just let him steal my jacket.
All you had to do was say, hey, keep an eye on my jacket. I didn't even know your jacket was there. I'm not watching your... I didn't even pay attention.
Well, that's what you get.
All you have to do is say something. Obviously, my jacket's right here.
My goodness. Mr. Rich Man just leaves his off-white jacket laying around.
It's right next to ye.
You up?
And Robin from Ball Alert. Right there. They were right next to each other.
Well, that's the jacket Robin had on last night.
Yep. Probably.
By the way, y'all in Florida, you're lucky ye and Robin ain't get taken, too.
Right. All right. That's front page news. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation. I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's going on, Evie? This is John. How you doing today?
Hey, John, what's going on? Get it off your chest, bro.
Good morning, two kings and a queen. How y'all
good
doing?
Morning.
Peace, king.
What up?
Charlamagne, I wanted to shout you out because, you know, only time people call you is when you ain't doing what they want you to do. But I want to shout out and congratulate for being on time the whole month of January.
I know, right? I was late yesterday.
Almost made it, though.
And you know what? And I was expecting somebody to say something about it. That's why I wanted to point out that's something that people don't normally do. You only want to talk about the negative when you want to.
Congratulations on doing what you're supposed to do, is what you're saying.
Exactly. So forget that one day. I'm talking about the whole month. You've been doing good, son.
That's right. I'm going to be on time for the whole year.
Hello, who's this?
Cheryl, good morning. Hi, everybody.
Hey, Cheryl.
To get this off my chest, I've been harboring anger towards my baby's father. I'm therapy. I believe in God. I just hate the man with a bloody passion. And wow. I'm like, how do I get rid of this?
Why do you hate him so much?
Yeah, why do you hate the man that you let shoot your club up?
Actually, I gave him a child through IVF. I untied my tube, went to two rounds of IVF, mm-hmm. found out he was cheating on me, left him, and he's like moved in with the side chick and everything.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
So I can see why you hate him.
Yeah. I hate him too.
And I'm like, I don't want my daughter to grow up in nastiness, but right. I hate the man.
So tell me, what's the other plan? Because you can hate him, but you still got a child to raise. So what's the other plan?
You're like, I hate him, but I love my daughter.
Yeah, that's how I feel. I hate him, but I love my daughter. And when I tell you I'm nasty, I bring the baby just with a whole attitude.
But you love your daughter more than you hate him, right?
Yes, true.
So, and you know what? It's all probably still fresh.
It's going on about a year.
Yeah, that's still a little fresh. I think as time moves on, you'll get over it. You know, sometimes you just have those feelings. But I will say, as they say, hate is a heavy burden to bear. It's harder for you to have that hate towards somebody. It's harder on you. And that's really why you have to get rid of those feelings of hatred.
Yeah, my friends even told me, they're like, that's not your character.
Right.
I'm like, God, I get rid of it.
Don't let him have that power over you. You know what hurts the most? Indifference.
Okay, I'll try that.
All right, mama.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Have a good one. All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake up, wake up.
Wake your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Kyle.
Hey, get it off your chest.
Well, just a few days ago, I got the
courage to come out to my family as bisexual. Mm-hmm. And when I did, my family blew up. I got told a whole bunch of stuff that made me feel really bad about being bisexual, but like, I had a whole bunch of friends tell me it was okay. But anyways, my folks was telling me that being bisexual is a phase, that I'm just going to go through it temporarily, and that is not normal. And my aunt even told me that being bisexual means that I'm going to be unfaithful to my partner. I'm like, no, that's not what it's about.
I don't know what being bisexual is about, but which do you prefer, women or men?
Both.
Well, I have no preference. I mean, it is what it is. If I love you, I love you.
You just love the person for being whoever they are.
Yes, that's exactly right.
When you look back at your life, what has been the ratio of men to women? Like, how many men have you been with? How many women have you been with?
So far, I've been with 3 men and 2 girls.
Okay, which out of those 3, which do you prefer? You got to have a preference.
It's the person.
Okay, but like, if I needed to choose right now, I'd probably say a guy.
Okay.
You know what's interesting? We'll be talking in rumors about Demi Lovato, and she talks about the time that she actually had to tell her parents that she could end up with a woman.
Now, if you could find a guy that eats each vagina as good as a woman, you think that would satisfy all your cravings?
Maybe.
Okay. So, guys, step your jaw game up, you know? But in the meantime, you can have a boyfriend and a girlfriend. Nobody minds that. Now, if you had a boyfriend, would you let him be with you and your girlfriend?
Sure. I mean, I'm kind of sort of poly is when you have more than one.
Yeah, polyamory.
Yeah, Polynesian sauce. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm more like that in some cases.
It feels like you're just sexually fluid right now. You're just rolling with whatever feels good to you.
Yeah.
All right, well, go have fun, baby.
Enjoy.
Yeah, you got no ties to nobody. You don't owe nobody nothing. You can have a boyfriend and a girlfriend. Go enjoy your life.
Well, enjoy, mama. Hello, who's this?
What's good with you, Envy?
What's up, Gary?
What's good with you? What's up, Yee? What's up, Charlamagne?
Hey,
what's up,
Gary?
My brother?
Can't wait to see you later on, Yee. You're going to be in my area, Studio 183.
Oh, that's right. My party tonight with Lala.
Oh, you got a party tonight? I'm coming
in
through.
The building, bro. Taking pictures with you. Trust me.
You got a table, Yee?
Of course.
All right, I'm going to be sitting with you.
I'm going to be at that club on Sunday also.
Right. I definitely got to be up there with you, bro.
Can I get Logan in?
In the building. Hey, I want to pull up on y'all. Y'all at the station right off of Sheridan Street, right?
Nah.
No.
Oh, I thought y'all was at the 103.5 spot off of Sheridan.
Nah. We broadcasting live from Miami Beach.
That's y'all fault. Y'all the ones telling everybody I'm broadcasting live this morning from such and such and such. That's y'all fault. You telling everybody where you at and then gonna get mad at people when they pull up on you.
He's never
pull
up dumb on you. Nah.
You ain't never heard me tell nobody where I'm at when
we
I broadcast
from Chick-fil-A. That's what we broadcasting from.
That's y'all fault.
We broadcasting from DJ Khaled's house.
I pray that you walk out that station and there's 100 mixtapes waiting on you.
Oh my goodness. Don't put that on me, brother. Jeesh.
Hey.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051.
Don't put that on me, brother. We gotta make sure you edit that for me, okay? I've heard that before.
You kinky, bro.
You whip that thing out like, oh my God, don't put that on me, brother.
What are you talking about?
That's a compliment.
Edit that for me, please. I want to know who put that on you like that, bro.
We already got your edit. You good?
I wish y'all could have seen what Logic was doing while y'all were talking about this.
What was he doing?
He was...
He's put chapstick
but
on?
I've never seen somebody put on chapstick like that. He was rubbing his lips so hard.
Okay, Logic is the board out from Miami. We're broadcasting from Chick-fil-A right now.
Chick-fil-A.
All right. We got rumors coming up, Yee?
Yes, let's discuss music. We'll tell you who just put out new music and who has a new album coming out very soon, according to reports.
All right, we'll get to that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors.
We're in Miami. I walked in this morning, and the whole room smells like weed. I don't know what's going on in the studio.
Who got weed? Logic?
Logic? Envy? Logic. Logic, you know you shouldn't be smelling like smoke before you come to work, Logic.
Come on, why you put me out like that? Come on, now.
I was like, what happened in here?
I mean, I smell like the club, damn it. I was out all night.
Get them weedies in the morning.
Wait, all right. On a little wake and bake.
There you go. Well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Drake.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
That was disrespectful because Drake and Future are on this song and they have dropped...
Oh. I didn't know. That's why there's rumors. I'm trying to figure out about it. Go ahead.
But he was asleep.
Yeah, I was.
Drake and Future have gotten back together for a new track, and it's called Desires, and they just put that out. So here is a teaser for you. You got that fire, and I'm not a liar. You had me down on my knees every day, had to talk Messiah. I'm in an 8 and then 1 and then 2, this is different prior. Yeah, I try to pay all your loans off and cop you a driver. Yeah, I had you stand too close to the city, you acting too vulnerable living this life. I should have moved you away from Houston before I cop you all this ice. You wanna be my number one, you're not acting like the main thing. I let you play my number two, you barely made the second. I should have put you somewhere where no one could find you. Mansion out in sticks with nothing around you. Katy, Texas, Dallas, Texas, you know a different environment. Cause you got desires. I know.
That sounds dope.
Yeah, it sounds cool, but it sounds like the same version of 100 different records that I've heard before. I feel like I've heard that record before.
Well, maybe the formula just works. In other news, Lil Wayne has dropped his Funeral album. He's been talking about this for quite some time. He announced this project first back in 2016, and now it's out. There's 24 tracks on there. Some of the guests are J-Rock, 2 Chainz, Big Sean, Takeoff, XXX is on there. Lil Twist is on there.
Okay.
Yes, Lil Baby, Adam Levine. So we do have the two songs that were trending the most. Mamma Mia.
What's good, brother? Be around the bush and I'ma come around with a bush cutter and look for you. You talking too much. I'm about to find a good plumber. Y'all some foot soldiers, I'm a foot fungus. You dead, brother. I ain't a killer, but don't push me. Like a red button, a gun headbutt you like bang, 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 bang till your heart stops drumming. I shoot you while the sun don't shine. It's a hot summer. But fall, dog, I knock a wall off with this start off. This sound like a hog cough. I'm a wizard with them up like I went to Hogwarts. Cut the hog head and the tail off. I'm the put a spell on, and once it wear off, then don't touch me like an air ball.
All right, so that was the song that was trending the most from the Funeral so far. From Funeral so far, and then this was the second highest trending one, Piano Trap.
Like it personal, that sucker got me vertical. Them oozes get so surgical. Shooters they shoot like Turgaloo. We murder you, then bury you. Dig a hole and throw dirt at you. You disappear like abracadabra, magic like 32. It is my time, and when it is, you on timeout. I'm on cloud nine, and you just on iCloud. I'm an icon, I shine and burn your eyes out. You on the sideline, my side got a side, got a zip slow case. I die quick, I'm alive. Born piss poor, I'ma die rich, full of my. Bust up in your house on some my. Hostage. Leave it looking like January 2nd, July 5th.
You always know what you're going to get with Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne is a legend, a cultural icon. But Wayne got to have another level, though. Like, I just want to hear more personal stuff from Wayne. I want to know what's going on in his life, what's happening in his world. Like, we know he can put words together, but what's going on with him? What's going on with his life?
Well, Drink Champs did a good job of talking to Wayne about things that have happened in his life. One thing they talked about was that situation of him and Jay-Z perhaps working together, and here's what was said.
What he was doing was he just trying to help in any form and fashion. So, you know, if I got to sign your mom, man, whatever I got to do to help you out in your situation you're going through right now, it's like, I know it's embarrassing, but what I want to do is make sure you're straight as a man. And like, the rap, you're going to always be good with that. You're going to take your eyes closed, you got that.
Now, Nori in the beginning going, wow.
I think so. I'm looking forward to that interview. I haven't listened to it yet. I'm looking forward to that Drink Champs interview more than I'm looking forward to the Funeral album, because I feel like I'm going to get a peek behind that curtain of Wayne's life in that interview.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to both. I want to hear. I haven't heard some Wayne music in a while, so I'm looking forward to hearing this. And
there's 24 tracks.
Definitely Drink
on
Champs.
It.
Yeah, I definitely want to hear that.
All right, but also, you know, everybody who knows Wayne always says that he does live in his own world. He doesn't really pay attention to what's going on.
Right.
He's not paying attention to, you know, other people's music and things like that. Well, here's a part of Drink Champs that really shows that that's true.
Quality control music or TDE?
I don't know what TDE is.
Kendrick Lamar, though.
Oh, I thought you was literally... See, that's what happens. That's what happens.
No trick.
So quality control music is somebody, too.
Yeah, that's Beagles.
Beagles in there. Yeah.
That's what my daddy's soul. I did not hear. I swear to God, I didn't know that.
I respect that. Drop on a clues bomb for Lil Wayne. Salute to that man.
He knows the artist, but he don't know all of that. J-Rock's on the album, so clearly he knows him. But...
yeah, he's not into that. Wayne is in his own world, really. He probably does music, and he does things that enjoys him. He probably stays off Instagram. That's why I was surprised when he hit me a couple of weeks ago. I was surprised. I'm like, Wayne actually hit me.
And he grown. Like, if he don't know, that's fine. And he's fine with not knowing. When you are the wave, you don't have to try to ride all the other ones. You know what I mean? People be like, oh, I gotta stay in touch with what's going on. No, not when you creating the currents.
All right. And another new album that just came out, a mixtape, Plies did The Real Testament 2. The first one came out back in 2007. So now this is a part two to that, and that just dropped yesterday as well.
Shout to Plies.
Mm-hmm. Also, just so you know, PETA, they were trying to do a Super Bowl spot, and I guess they said that the network, Fox, wasn't reaching back out to them. So listen to this spot, right? It's Colin Kaepernick inspired. They said it's animated animals taking a knee to protest injustice, just like Colin Kaepernick. But I guess what they're trying to say is they want to challenge people to expand their concept of injustice to include humans' injustice against other species also.
I hope a nice Outback Steakhouse commercial come on right after that.
So they said things were promising. They submitted the commercial. The commercial clearance rep from Fox replied, saying the network was reviewing the spot. But then their ad agency told them that the NFL, I guess, had pressured Fox to not run that ad.
So what are the animals supposed to be saying? Like, I'm with the animals?
Yeah, I'm with the animals. They're taking a knee.
I am with the animals. I'm going to eat something today.
No.
They mean like vegans, like taking knees. Don't eat animals.
I will say, when you see how they...
Eat vegetables and fruit.
If you watch any of those documentaries, though, it will make you be like, I don't know if I could eat this anymore wear this. It is sad.
They should take a page out of Chick-fil-A's book and just have all these animals that people eat say things like eat more vegetables. And have the animals that people eat encouraging people to eat more vegetables, like how the Chick-fil-A cow encourages people to eat more chicken.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your Rumor Report.
Okay, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, when we come back, Front Page News, what are we talking about?
Coronavirus. Are y'all nervous as these outbreaks have been spreading globally, even in the United States?
Well, I don't drink beer, so I don't even trip off stuff. Like
oh, boy. All right, we'll get into it next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
This young man in the studio is making my blood pressure go up.
What is he saying? Morning, we are The Breakfast Club. Like what is Drum saying?
It's just like he comes in here and says, what can I do to make Charlamagne irate this morning?
What did he say?
He's in here arguing me, telling me that Jay-Z is not a trendsetter and all kind of stuff. Drake is Lil Wayne is nothing compared to Drake, and I'm like,
wow.
What is wrong with you, bro?
No, hold on. You're not about to slander me over here. I did not say that.
Slandering yourself. Cut his beard off.
No, I did not say any of those things. I'm just talking about cultural relevancy right now, as far as the music as a whole. I'm not talking about this. I'm not saying they're not legends.
I'm not having this argument
that's
with him.
All right, thank you.
Well, let's get some front page news. Super Bowl weekend! Super Bowl Sunday, of course, is this Sunday. 49ers, Chiefs. Who you got? Yee.
I said the 49ers.
49ers. Charlamagne.
I don't care, but I say the Chiefs. I'm a Cowboys fan.
I don't know. I'm thinking the Chiefs. But hopefully it's a great game.
Chiefs put too many points on the board. I don't think you can stop them offensively.
Okay. What else are we talking about, Yee?
We are going to talk about coronavirus. So right now, at least 213 people are dead, and there's been almost 10,000 cases confirmed in mainland China as that virus has been spreading globally. So here in the United States, they're saying that you cannot travel to China right now, and there's nearly 60 million people under partial or full lockdown in Chinese cities for the past week. So there have been other cases. There's been 6 so far in the United States, by the way.
Now, what are the symptoms that we need to know? What are the symptoms?
I think it feels like the flu, kind of. It could be...
Oh, boy.
What, you feel like you have the flu?
No, I mean, how do you just say it feels like the flu? Everybody's going to say they have this.
Right, and you know what? When I was sick a couple of weeks ago, I had the sore throat. That was part of it. You know, fortunately, I'm better now. But nobody has died outside of China thus far, but they do have that do not travel, level 4 do not travel. And they're saying that it can spread from person to person. So
can it be treated?
Just be careful. Well, yes.
It can be treated.
Yes, it can.
So when are they going to take all the coronas off the shelf in America to prevent this virus from spreading?
It has nothing to do with that,
by
the
way.
Positive.
You positive?
Positive.
Our Heineken's good.
They believe that it started because of bats in Wuhan. It's in China. So they're saying that bats can spread a lot of viruses without getting sick themselves. And so that's how they are speculating.
Bats biting people or people eating bats?
I don't know if they were eating them, but bats are able to spread those viruses. So
I miss the good old days when, like, animals like bats and spiders would just give you superpowers as opposed to viruses.
Yeah, TV.
Listen, I'm not playing around with that at all. All right, now let's discuss this woman who is saying that Donald Trump raped her, and she wants to get a DNA sample to determine whether or not his genetic material is on a dress that she says she wore during that encounter. Advice columnist E. Jean Carroll's lawyers have served a notice to Donald Trump's attorney. They served that notice yesterday. They want him to submit a sample on March 2nd for analysis and comparison against unidentified male DNA that was present on that dress. She also has filed a defamation suit against Donald Trump, and he says that he doesn't know her and never even met her. But if his DNA is on that dress, then I guess those claims are incorrect. There's also a picture of them together, which Donald Trump is saying was just taken while he was waiting online to get his coat, and he doesn't really know her at all. So those are both sides of the story, and I don't know whether or not they'll say that a judge will say he has to submit his DNA, but she wants him to do that. And he said she's trying to sell a new book. That should indicate her motivation.
None of this stuff will have any impact on Donald Trump whatsoever. Like, zero. All it does is just, for whatever reason, it just makes him stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. So I don't know what to tell you.
Well, this allegation, what she's saying happened was in the 90s, and she said she still has that Donna Karen coat dress in the back of her closet, unworn and unlaundered since that evening. And she actually wore it for a photo accompanying a magazine piece that they did on the whole on her lawsuit. So we shall see if he actually does. All right. I'm Angela Yee, and that is your front page news.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Now, when we come back, comedian Tommy Davidson will be joining us. We'll OG kick it with Tommy Davidson.
OG Tommy Davidson. He's got a book out right now called Living in Color.
That's right.
And, you know, if you came up in that era of the 90s, you know, when Living Color was on, you know, that was a very impactful show. He's got a lot of stories, bro.
Yeah. I didn't get a chance to read the whole book, but I started, and his stories, goodness gracious. We'll talk about it when we come back.
You know, he was a musician, too. Did he talk about that? I wasn't there. He wanted to be a singer.
Yeah, he talked about how he used to sing.
Because one of my friends was a drummer that used to play with him. And I know he really, like, I guess it never popped off the way he wanted it to.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, well, we'll talk to him when we come back. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. Yes, we are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Yes, indeed.
Tommy Davidson. Welcome.
Right here. I made it.
So how are you doing, brother? How are you doing?
Things are good.
You got a new book out.
Feel free. Just independent, doing my own life and getting around the world and doing what I do.
You've been doing it for a while.
You know, it's good to see you
because I remember... Well, you did a show with us one time. You actually filled in for Miss Jones when I used to do Miss Jones' show.
Yeah.
And that time, you was something wasn't right, and you wasn't feeling the world, and you was on one.
Right.
And
that
I was like,
what was that, about 15 years ago?
I ain't that old. Man, it was about 15 years ago.
About 15 years ago.
And then I've seen you recently in the last couple of years, and I'm like, he got it. He got right.
Yeah.
What was going on during that time, if there was anything going
on? Well, for one, she came at me. She was like, you know, you're on drugs, you're this, you're that. And I said, yeah, I was like, that happened. But what you saying? And she was full tilt. You know, tell us about the dark times. You know what I mean? I'm like, yo, can I get some coffee first? You know what I mean? Like she came off. She came off. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, it was healthy for me. You know what I'm saying? Because, yeah, I was coming off of some dark times.
You got a whole chapter in the book called Alien Abduction.
Yeah.
And I was wondering where that was going.
Right.
I honestly believe I've been abducted by aliens, too. Mm-hmm. But you actually talking about your drug addiction and being in and out of rehab that whole year.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was necessary. I could end up like Elvis or Hendrix or Prince or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, and it was a test.
What made you change? What made you say it? This is what I need to do now. I need to get rehab. I need to help myself now.
It was to live. Now, I'm not going to say I got caught up in circumstances. It was just where I was in my life. It was like the perfect storm. You take a man who was left in the trash.
That was
and,
crazy.
Right? Go from there and build up a life where I'm like, okay, things are cool.
Well, hold on. Now you're skipping some things now.
Okay.
Because you've lived a very interesting life.
You were
left in the... In the trash by your biological mother.
Yeah, right. I was left in Mississippi.
Found by a white woman. Yes.
Who was from Wyoming.
Right.
I grew up in the Midwest up until I was 5 years old. Then I moved to Washington, D.C. during the riots after King got shot, where my white brother and sister were on the floor, tear gas fires. And when we got to the neighborhood in D.C., we go to play with the other kids and go to the pool. The black kids kicked our ass. So bad every day. We're beating our ass. I was 5. My brother was like 9. My sister was my same age. We were twins, but she's blonde. Mm-hmm. You know, and they were saying, white cracker, and you're a white cracker lover. Beat my ass so much. Mm-hmm. We had to get out of there, and I went to my mother, and I said, why are they calling me a white cracker lover? I like graham crackers. I was a kid. You know what I'm saying? And she said, that's what people your color call people our color when they don't like them. And I was like, well, what color am I? Because as far as I'm concerned, I'm brown. Because I learned it from the crayons.
Yeah, right.
I was brown and my sister was like peach. You know, so that was like, oh, are you kidding me? You know, so then we moved to the suburbs of Wheaton, Maryland in 69. I was 6. And that's when I first heard the word because grown men were chasing me as soon as they saw me. Like I'd be on the playground playing and grown men, get that now, get him, kill him. I was running home. Like, barely getting in the house. People were throwing stuff in our house.
Mm.
So I went to my mother. I was like, hey, who are these is?
I cried laughing when I was
You know what I'm saying? like, we need to stay away from these You know what I mean? I learned who they are now, okay? I just learned who they are. You know what I'm saying? But that was, and so I moved to an integrated neighborhood where I really
found what did your mother say when you came over and said, Mom, who are these that they're chasing?
She said something I did not like. She said, that's what people our color call people your color when they don't like them. And I was like, well, where do I fit into all this if you're that and you're that? So my whole life from that point on was trying to understand what black was. It was tough. I had to fight, you know, black girls. You know, I had to fight 6 and 7 black girls all the time. because all of them decided they were going to whip my sister ass for no reason. Mm. My sister ain't do nothing to nobody. And then I got to fight their brothers. You know, and this is in D.C., you know, and here in New York, you know. So that was confusing for me, but I got to putting it together. But mm-hmm. it was confusing, you know, because I was ashamed. You know, my mother would come to school. I ain't want her to come to school because as soon as she came to school, all the black students were like, you know, you ain't really black. And I'm like, tell the police that. Right. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, yeah, because that's what they've been calling me, black.
What was, you know, you read the book, you'll know, mm-hmm. but, like, it gave you a different perspective on mm-hmm. race being raised mm-hmm, mm-hmm. by a white family. What mm-hmm. what was that perspective, per se?
That we're all the same.
Yeah.
You know, because my grandfather, my aunt, my whole family was white. And what I learned about race was from my family. You know, and I remember in first grade, we did the Pledge of Allegiance, you know, and I put up the Black Power fist. And I got in trouble. I got sent to the principal's office. They're like, oh, you're the comedian. This is when I first heard the word comedian. You know, you think you're funny. And my mother came to school. The principal said, we don't know what's wrong with him. Why would he do something like that? And she said, that's all he knows. When he got to D.C., he didn't know anything. But the song James, Say It Loud, James, Say It Loud, Black and I'm Proud, came out. And he loved that song. And that's who he is. You know, and she was with the movement and everything. Another time later in school, me and my sister would be late to high school. You go late to high school, you know, enough times you got to go to detention.
Right.
But my sister never had to go, you know, but I had to go every single time. So my mother said, I'm coming down there. She came down. She went to the principal's office. She said, why does my son have to go to detention and my daughter doesn't? They say, and my sister's name is Burl. Your daughter's Burl? Yeah. She said, but why does that matter? And they got it all straight. But my mother took me home that day. She said, you coming with me. And she was driving, and she pulled the car over. And she told me this, boy. I'll never forget this. She took me to a little park and sat me down, boy. She looked at me. She said, I'm going to tell you the truth. She said, your sister can be late all she wants and still get ahead, but you're black. And if you want to get ahead, you can't be late. And, man, I wanted to cry. I was like, well, that ain't
fair.
Right? What's that? But she was showing me. You know, and before her life was over, she asked me, she never would ask me for nothing. Like I said, I'm going to buy you a car or whatever. She said, how much would you pay? I said, like 20 grand. She said, well, put that in the bank for your kids. She said, I want you to do one favor for me. She never asked me to do stuff. She mm-hmm. said, I want you to come over to this old folks home and say hi to these little guys. So she had done this without me knowing. She took an old folks home, talked the city into giving her the top floor, and she housed 25 young black men who were victims of gunshot wounds and were crippled. Mm. And she was like, would you come and say hi to them? I was like, sure, I go say hi to them, you know. And we took them out of the park. They smoking their little weed. And I stood there for an hour. And they love her. Mm-hmm. But I started wanting to do, I equated black with what they were doing. Right. You know, selling drugs and robbing and beating people ass. And I that was friendship to me. I was now being a part of that, and she didn't like it. She's like, how are you getting like this? You know, finally she found stuff under my bed, gun, money, cameras, and all this stuff that I was stealing, threw me out the house, said, you cannot come back. And I was like, that's good. Now I can hang out. It wasn't as fun as I thought. I'm up at the liquor store where we hang out. And when she walked by, you know, everybody kind of, you know, hey, Mrs. Davidson, you know. And I said, hey, Mom. And she walked by me without even speaking.
You telling too much of the book, Tommy. You gotta give him just a night.
Yeah, you're right.
You're giving him too much. All right,
we got more with Tommy Davidson. When we come back, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Tommy Davidson.
What made you start to get into comedy?
My friend Howard. I got a job. I'm 18. I got a job at the Ramada Inn mm-hmm. As an assistant chef. And I tell Howard, you know, I got a job at the Ramada Inn. He's like, you're the stupidest motherfucker I ever met in my life. I'm like, what are you talking about, man? He's like, you could be a world-known comedian, man. You're great at what you do, because he know me since I was a kid. Mm-hmm. I'm like, get out of here, man. What are you just mad because you ain't got no job? He worked at the worst strip club in D.C. He called me and said, I can get you, they're going to let you on stage for 5 minutes, and you can show your stuff.
At the strip club?
At the strip club.
And the worst. Girls dancing, you gotta go up into a comedy routine?
Yeah, and it wasn't a good one. It wasn't a good strip club. The brothers outside had shirts on that said, don't shoot them in the back.
Okay.
These girls are there dancing with babies on the hip now. So I go down there. I finally go down there with him, and he says, like, I look at him, and the manager is like, you know, yeah, you got 5 minutes, right?
So I looked at Howard. I said, Howard, what am I supposed to do? He said, I don't care what you do. Just say something. And I went up there from the first thing I said, people laughed. And I've been doing it ever since. I mean, I'm sitting here right now. I won talent shows. A guy came down. I started opening for Evelyn Champagne King, Luther Vandross, Patti LaBelle. Next thing you know, a year, I was in Hollywood.
Let's jump to Hollywood, because the most interesting parts of the book are, now I'm not going to say the most interesting, but very interesting are your childhood years. You know what I mean? But when you got to Hollywood and you get on in Living Color, I can't tell if you like Keenan Ivory Wayans or you didn't like Keenan Ivory Wayans. It seemed like you respected him, but you wasn't feeling him per se.
There were times. I mean, it was a love-hate relationship, but he forged me into being who I am. But it was a competitive atmosphere.
It feels like you felt like he was suppressing your talent.
There was times.
Yeah.
There was times, but I think all of us felt like that. You know, but there was some things that I felt like, hey man, come on. You know, I'm going to my first premiere of my movie. I need to go to that. He was like, nah, I need you here. And that was a big conflict, because that's my first premiere. It's my movie, and it's strictly business.
Strictly business.
Right. Yeah, Andre Harrell is Uptown Records. Puff.
Puff was your PA.
Puff was my PA and my partner. Puff took me to all the clubs at night, and he said, I'm going to show you New York. I got to see Leaders before they even got signed. Tribe before they even got signed. He was like, these boys going to be the shit. And I'm looking at this young boy like, how he know this? And Hev is telling me, yo, that dude right there, he going to blow. Like, he would drop me off at the set. He was my man. Got into a fight one time, cut the dude eye open. Big union guy came out.
You're giving away too much from the book.
Okay.
I'm glad I got a good one.
But I got you. But yeah, it was tough. It was an atmosphere where, you know, it was all or nothing. Mm-hmm. And that bothered me, and we got into that. But he's like a brother. You know, he's like a brother. We fought. You know, we had our times where we went up against each other, but he's still the genius Professor Xavier of In Living Color.
Did he know you felt that way, or he didn't realize it until he read the book, if he's read the book?
Yeah, you know I felt that way. Okay. We had words. Mm-hmm. We had words about it. You know what I mean? I don't know if I was going to be on In Living Color, you know, after that.
After Strictly Business, yeah.
After that, I didn't even know I was going to be on it, and then I ended up on it, and we had words, but, you know, that's how it goes.
You got a Pac story in the book, too.
Oh, yeah. He's a beautiful guy. When I met him, I was expecting this, you know, L.A. dude, you know, I'm in the core. I thought he was going to be like that, but he was real sweet. Mm-hmm. He was real respectable to me. He called me Mr. Davidson. I was like, you can call me Tom, man. He was like, no, I just glad being here. And then something happened with their car.
Don't tell the story.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, you know.
But it's good.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Whoa.
You had a white family. You're black. Mm-hmm. Your older brother was gay. Right? Mm-hmm. So you had all that diversity in your house. Mm-hmm. Was it a culture shock when you got in the industry and it didn't reflect that diversity?
No, because I had already had my training. You know, with my brother being gay, I was exposed to that community back when I was, you know, I was 8 years old. And, you know, so I had been accepting of that anyway. But I think the question, you're a trip, man. Yeah, it was trippy. Mm-hmm. Because the same racism that exists where we were existed in Hollywood, but it was kind of hidden. Mm-hmm. You know, and we broke the color barrier with In Living Color. But once the success of In Living Color came, like, look at Fox now. That'll show you right there. Mm-hmm. Now, there was the Entertainment Weekly had the hottest shows of the 90s, and we weren't in there. So, yeah, that was there, because when I broke into the comedy scene, I broke into all the white clubs, turning it out, standing ovations, killing it. And what they would tell me is, you're not what we're looking for. And I was like, well, what you looking for? You know, even with Lorne Michaels, when I came to audition for SNL.
Mm-hmm.
Like he was like, I'm not looking for a black comedian. Eddie Murphy was a mistake. And that was supposed to be my audition. And that was, he said, and have a nice day. And I was like, whoa, hold on.
Eddie Murphy a mistake?
I don't know. First of all, I can't zip this off. Mm-hmm. So you got a black comedian. And second of all, if you think Eddie was a mistake, then what kind of show do you have? He, like, saved your show.
Yes, he's the biggest
star thing
on SNL
ever.
Yeah.
You know, so that kind of craziness I was already kind of used to because of how I came up.
I know a lot of the things that happened on In Living Color make you cringe now. You talk about that in the book. But what the jokes about white people or homosexuals back then, how did that make you feel based on your background?
I didn't feel anything from it until my brother was dying of AIDS.
So my family suggested, hey, why don't you not be in those gay sketches that they have? Because it might bother Michael. So I went to the producers and I said, hey, I don't want to be in those sketches. And cast member had a problem with it. You know, we almost, but it's cool. But the producers, at the end of it all, they said, we're going to respect that. But then there was certain protests. And they finally called me in the office and said, you're going to have to do it. You're going to have to be in those sketches. So I called my family. I said, they're making me do this. You know, and my mother, she said, go ahead and do it. I mean, the show makes Michael happy. We're happy you're doing it. We just would prefer you don't. That's all.
And your brother said, just make it funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was it. I mean, I've been through a lot of stuff like that. Like going to a show. When my brother was right at his deathbed, he was about to die, man. And I had a show. And I never forget this. I was like, I'm not going to the show because Michael's not going to be around. And so the promoter called and said, well, if you don't show up to the show, we're going to say you were in drugs again and, you know, and all this. And I said, well, say whatever you want to say. But my mother was like, go to the show. You know, and he died that night, you know, so.
I'm not going to tell you to stop talking about too much of the book anymore.
Yeah. And even when my mother passed away, the stage or comedy or whatever the gift that I was given, it's saved my soul a lot. Because even the night that my mother passed away, I performed that night.
Was it therapeutic for you?
It was therapeutic for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I owe her me. And all the hard times that I went through, she would explain what it is. And she broke it down to me. When I wanted to be out in the street doing all that, she said, okay, you can do whatever you want to do, but it's three ways you make money. And she said, one of them don't include black people, she told me. One of them is inheritance. The second one is to steal it, but you can have the money, but there's so many circumstances that come with it. You might not be able to keep it all your life. And she said, the third one is what everybody else do. They work for it. Now, if you work for it, I got your back. I dropped out of college. The counselor told me, you don't need to be in college because you're destined to be doing something else. My mother was so upset. She was crying. She just wanted me to continue. But then she told me. She said, you know what? That's selfish. I wanted you to go to college. When I saw you in that trash, I wanted you to be successful in that way, but that's what I want for you. She said, as long as you do something that makes you happy and is not hurting anybody, and you're able to make a living that you're satisfied with, she said, go do it. And that's how the whole Hollywood thing started in the first place.
Mm-hmm. All right, don't move. We got more with Tommy Davidson. When we come back, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Tommy Davidson. Charlamagne?
You wanted to put those hands on Jamie Foxx at one point.
Ah, yeah, well.
That story went viral about a week
or
so.
Yeah, it did. It got picked up.
It's not as bad as in the book,
It's not as bad as in the book. Well,
the book, the last part
wasn't in there, but I ain't going to tell it.
Yeah, the blogs made it worse than the book actually tells the story.
Right.
Yeah.
Ah, he almost broke my neck in a basketball game, so what am I going to do?
What's your relationship with him now? Because, you know, in the book, I was like, you know, you got a chapter about meanness, and you talk about how there was I call it mean girl, but mean girl culture at In Living Color. And Jamie used to really, really make you the butt of a lot of his jokes. But I'm like, yo, you're a comedian, too. Why you just ain't snap back?
We went back and forth. It was like one of those battles that you get into. It's like that's comedians. You know, it was just one of those things where there was a rival that kind of built. But I never was really like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've changed from that.
Do you feel like you've gotten to a place of healing? Because I often wonder, can comedians even be funny without the trauma?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's a process.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the minute I think things are going good or I'm feeling okay, something happens out of my control that just devastates me, like what happened to Kobe or whatever.
Yeah,
it's like, you know, where you going to turn to? What the hell's going to happen here? You know, and I got to be cool with all of it. I got to have my principles tight and who I am.
Do you regret, before we get out of here, do you regret f***ing up with Halle Berry?
Ah, this is only you would ask that.
do you regret that?
You know, when I'm out my mind, I did the right thing at the moment, you know. It was one of those things where no one would ever know that we liked each other, but my wife at the time was her roommate in Miss USA pageant, and they couldn't stand each other.
That's crazy.
I still couldn't get the message, because when my comedy special came out, I invited her over to the house, and that was not right. You know, hell hath no fury like a woman, but hell hath no fury like a black woman.
Damn.
Oh, my God.
How do you think your relationships are going to be after this book? With the Wayans, with Jamie, with Holly? Because, I mean, it is your truth. You think they're going to be upset?
I don't think so. I mean, Holly talked to me anyway.
No, they don't talk to
you? Not Holly talked to me, but, you know, I'm the kind of person that will have a conversation with you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, and I'm geed. I'm, like, happy. I'm like, you did X-Men? I'm like, everywhere I see Holly, I'm like, oh, my God, she did X-Men? She's blowing up because me, Kevin Hooks, Samuel Jackson, and all of us in that cast, she came into our movie. Nobody knew her, you know, and we rallied around her because we knew that she was the star of our movie, but she never mentioned our movie. I'm like, why you never mention our movie? But still, I got love for her, like X-Men, and she's blowing up, and you know, the conversations aren't what they used to be, but that doesn't mean they won't be.
Gotcha.
But I'm geed about everybody I see. I see Jamie, I'm like, oh, man, yo, you're blowing. He's doing his thing. So I'm like, hey, man, what was it like working with Tarantino? I want to know.
Do you ever with him? Like, remember when you tried to rip my underwear off?
Nah.
Okay.
Nah, nah. Yeah, it's some things you know and they know.
Yeah.
You know and I know. You know that, you know, because I thank him for that, actually. Because, you know, hadn't it been for that sketch, you know, that's one of the best sketches in Living Color. You know what I mean? It's just like a relationship with a girl that you had, you know, she break your heart to death. Ain't nothing worse than a heartbreak. You can't, every song you hear is about her. But when that hurt leaves, then you look at what's next. And you say, man, if that didn't happen, that wouldn't happen. If this stuff didn't happen, I wouldn't be here in the state that I'm in. You know, and this is the last day I have until tomorrow. That incident that we just witnessed.
Yeah, with Kobe.
Is evidence that we're not going to be here. Or we don't know. You know, so for me to be here now, I want to be the best that I can be, not just in my profession. You know, like, I've pretty much proven that I'm like the Michael Jordan of comedy. You know what I mean? I dunk with both hands. I go left. I steal. I don't miss threes. You know, my foul shots are like butter.
You think the Michael Jordan of comedy? That's a big statement, Tommy.
Come on. Look at the stats. You know, but he doesn't got to go around saying that. You know, I'm Michael Jordan. So I'll say I'm Tommy Davidson.
Yeah, because when you hear Michael Jordan, you think, like, the greatest of all time. You think you're the greatest comedian of all time?
I think that I'm...
Because you got Pryor, you got Murphy.
Right, I'd say I'm among them.
Okay.
I'd say I'm among them.
You think you're one of the
greatest? Pryor's gone. Eddie don't do it no more. You know, we're headed towards the mountaintop now. You know what I mean? I know that when I was on the show with Pryor, and Eddie Murphy, I tell you who said it. Pryor said it.
Now, yeah, you used to go in the middle of them.
Pryor said it. I had a set for the first time in the main room. They had 30 minutes. I had 30 minutes. I was in the middle, you know, and turned it out. And when it was all done, I'm in a little closet, you know, and they got the good green room. They got the bitches. They got it's good food. And so I'm in a little closet, just me and my manager, and Richard Pryor, he came and found me. And he walked up to me, man. He looked at me up and down. He shook his head. He went, "You's a funny mother." Walked away. And I was like, yes!
That's
like,
all you needed.
I called my mother. She was like, I told you not to leave. Something was going to happen. You know what I mean? So, there it is, man.
Well, Tommy Davidson, Living in Color. When does it drop?
It's out in the van. Day before yesterday, and now it's out.
It's out right now. So Living in Color is out right now. Go get it. It's a very good book. A lot of great stories in there about cultural icons.
Thank you for coming, brother. You're always the best, man.
Yes, sir.
Good for you. Appreciate you, man.
It's the Breakfast
Club. Always the truth.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Yo Gotti.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
So Yo Gotti, his new album, Untrapped, is out as well. And his last album was out, 3 years ago in 2017? Yes. So here's a little snippet of a song for you guys in case you haven't heard the album yet. This song is Put a Date on It featuring Lil Baby.
June, yeah, June.
Yeah.
set coming in and the money on fold. Gotta put a stamp on it. Yeah, hit a plate, scrub it off the plate. Hey, gotta put the camp on it. In there, so y'all talking that tough. It's we can put a date on it. Everybody sitting at the table around here. Yeah, there's a lot of place on it. Running through the money and the bitch keep calling. Hold up, she gon' have to wait on it. VVS diamond dripping on my t-shirt. Reach for it, I'ma push your face on it. Rolls Royce truck on the way, cashed out for it. Still had to wait on it.
Hey, let me tell you something about that little baby guy, man. That little baby guy be snapping. You hear me? Drop on the clues bombs for little baby, damn it. Little baby can rap his ass off, right? To me.
Well, yeah. Yo Gotti said this album, Untrapped, is a reflection of his growth and his maturity over the years. And he is rapping about different topics like advice, paying taxes, things like that. So he said it's all about maturity.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to get on that Gotti this weekend. Gotti never lets me down.
All right, Jerry Seinfeld has a new book coming out. It's his first comedy book in more than 25 years, and that's coming out October 6th. So it's a collection of his own personal notes featuring musings and chronicling jokes that he actually came up with. He actually would write down his jokes, and he had one of those, like, accordion folders that opens up.
Uh-huh.
So he keeps everything in one of those old-school accordion folders. So he said he thought it was worth saving from 45 years of material. So that book is going to be out again October 6th. Now, his last published work of comedy was back in 93, and it sold more than 2.5 million copies.
Wow.
It was called Sign Language, as in Seinfeld Language. And he also wrote a children's book back in 2002 called Halloween. All right, Demi Lovato, she was on with Andy Cohen on his SiriusXM show, and she discussed a lot of different things, including her sexuality. She talks about coming out to her family.
I didn't officially tell my parents that I saw myself ending up with a woman too until like 2017.
And how did that go?
It was actually like emotional, but really beautiful. And after everything was done, I was like shaking and crying, and I just felt overwhelmed. But I have such incredible parents. They were so supportive. My dad was like, yeah, obviously. But my mom was the one that I was like super nervous about, but she was just like, I just want you to be happy.
All right, Demi Lovato is also in Miami. She'll be doing the national anthem at the Super Bowl. And congratulations to Ciara and Russell Wilson. They are having their third child.
Congrats to them.
Yes, Russell Wilson posted number 3 at Ciara, and she posted a picture of herself, the beautiful background, and she's standing there, and you can see her silhouette, and she posted number 3, and she added Russ Wilson.
Okay.
Yeah, they are not playing. All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who are you giving that donkey to?
I want everybody out there with a Plenty of Fish app to listen up, because it's a young woman in Florida named Kiki who needs to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with her, and we need to have a discussion about this Plenty of Fish app.
You hear this, Logic?
Logic got a Plenty of Fish app?
Yes.
Yes, he went on the books.
I got a story.
What happened on Plenty of Fish for you?
Just wait till after the dunk.
He's still fishing. Still.
Okay. We'll talk about it before after the hour.
Yeah.
All right. We'll get to the donkey today next. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Without the Joker around, a lot of people want Harley dead. Now she must team up with Huntress, Black Canary, Renee Montoya, and Cassandra Cain to take down Gotham's worst villain yet, Roman Sionis, a.k.a. Black Mask. Only in theaters February 7th, rated R.
Make sure you tell them to watch out for Florida, man. Florida, man.
The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida.
Yes, you are a donkey.
A Florida man attacked an ATM for a very strange reason. It gave him too much money. Florida man is arrested after deputies say he rigged the door to his home in an attempt to electrocute his pregnant wife. Police arrested an Orlando man for attacking a flamingo.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Donkey of the day with Charlamagne the God.
Let's get to it.
I don't know why y'all keep letting him get y'all like this.
Donkey of the day for Friday, January 31st goes to an 18-year-old Seminole County High School student named Jaquila Taylor. You know what Seminole County is, right? Florida! What does Uncle Charla always say about Florida? Huh? The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida, and every day they prove me right. Earlier this week, I think even maybe yesterday, I gave another person from Seminole County donkey of the day, right? I don't even remember what for right now, because Florida's crazy. It's just all one big blur to me. But this young lady is 18 years old. Her name is Jaquila Taylor, like I just told you. She's known around the way as Kiki. Kiki, do you love me? Are you riding? No, this Kiki don't give a damn about you. She's not riding. She's robbing. All right? See, Kiki has been charged with robbery with a firearm and attempted murder. How did we get to this point? Where did this 18-year-old girl go wrong? Well, there's a dating app to blame, and that dating app is Plenty of Fish. Now, I was told that Plenty of Fish was a lesbian app. I was told that this is where lesbians go to find fish.
No.
That's not true?
There's plenty of fish in the sea.
Okay. Oh, that's what that means. Okay. So I guess every gender goes on Plenty of Fish to just find fish. Now, I was asking around the room about Plenty of Fish. A lot of people in this room have Plenty of Fish accounts. I guess Plenty of Fish is big with the kids. Our producer, Dan, who used to have a Plenty of Fish account. When did you have your account, Dan?
This was like 2013, 2014.
Okay. And what was your experience?
So this is my experience.
What was your experience? Give me your Plenty of Fish experience.
My personal experience was...
Give me that fish!
All the girls that were reaching out to me were big girls.
Oh!
So, that was just my experience.
Wow. Nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
No, I didn't pursue anything.
So a lot of fat fish. A lot of fat fish was on there. Okay. Now, our other producer, Taylor. Taylor, you had a Plenty of Fish account. Taylor, what was your experience? Give me your Plenty of Fish story.
Give me that fish.
What happened?
My bad.
Oh, you cursed?
My Plenty of Fish.
Get to it, Taylor.
Sorry, Taylor. We have a limited amount of time.
A lot of the guys were saying that there were a lot of big girls on there and that there were a lot of transgenders on there.
Oh, okay. A lot of trans fish. Nothing wrong with that. Now, Drum, you said you had a Plenty of Fish story,
goodness
too, right?
Goodness gracious.
Give me that fish.
It was one of my friends.
That was one of your friends.
Okay. What was one of your friends' experience, Drum?
One of my friends, he went to go pick up the girl that he met on Plenty of Fish, and when she walked out of the house, she was a little person.
What you mean, like a little person?
She be a little person.
She was like,
you know what a little person.
You know, a little person.
Like a real little person. So, like, if I was to say the word, that'd be the politically incorrect way
to
say it.
Like a legally little person, you know.
Got you.
Okay.
Yeah. Got you. Okay, so it sounds like it's a lot of variety on Plenty of Fish. Interesting. Okay, well, this Florida fish, this fish that this young man caught in Seminole County named Kiki, he should have thrown that one back in the water. Okay, would you like to hear why? Let's go to WKMG CBS 6 for the report, please.
Matt, a man thought he was going on a date with a woman he met on the dating app Plenty of Fish, but police say that date lured him into a trap. Sanford police say 18-year-old Jaquila Taylor met up with a 31-year-old man she had met on the dating app Plenty of Fish. Officers say Taylor asked the victim to pick up food from McDonald's before meeting up with her on West 10th Street. That's when police say Taylor met her date and got in his car and told him to park in the back of the house.
When they met up, her behavior was a little bit suspicious. And then he was approached by two males who attempted to rob him, struck him with a firearm a couple of times. And as he ran from the area, he was struck by a bullet.
Sanford police say the man was shot in the chest and that his injuries were very serious. Police say Taylor was arrested by school resource officers from Seminole High School. And officers say they are still looking for the two males involved. After Taylor's representation argued that the arrest report didn't have enough information to charge her with attempted homicide, a judge gave police 24 hours to amend their report holding her without bond on the robbery with a firearm charge.
Now, there's so many things wrong with this story. The number one thing, setting up a person to get robbed, disgusting. All right. Secondly, having the person meet you at your grandmother's house, stupid. If you're going to commit a crime, why would you have them come to your residence or a residence you frequent often? Third, this 18-year-old woman is asking for McDonald's at 2 in the morning. It says right here, the teen asked the victim to bring her a McDonald's according to the arrest report. This is exactly why Dan and Taylor said it's a lot of fat women on Plenty of Fish, okay? Is this a thing on Plenty of Fish? Since you know it's chubby women on Plenty of Fish, you just offer them McDonald's to get them to hook up with you? Okay, I'm looking at the video. Kiki does look a little chubby from the video I've seen, so I'm sure this man saw her and just assumed she was hungry. But that is essentially what got him shot and robbed. And Kiki, it doesn't matter if you didn't know the man would be shot, okay? You agreed to help set this man up. Doesn't matter if you didn't know the guys or not. Doesn't matter if you didn't know he was going to be shot. You knew something was going to happen to him because you agreed to set him up. Doesn't matter what the details of said setup were. And for that, I need Remy Ma to give Jaquila Taylor, a.k.a. Kiki, the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker. Are you dumb?
I'm gonna be honest with you. Stories like this just make me happy to be married. It's clearly difficult out here to date. I'm too old to be navigating apps and stuff. And if I did, I don't think I would be on Plenty of Fish.
Well, Logic here in Miami, he has a story too.
Yes. What happened, story? Logic?
Give me your Plenty of Fish story, Logic.
Give me that fish.
Well, kind of like, you know, Dan and story, you know, I was deceived. I went on, you know, met a young lady. We went out to the movies and she was a, you know,
she's big
girl. Big girl.
How big?
Chunky but funky, you know.
Like how big, big? Like,
I mean, she was kind of big, like, you know, from a salmon to what? Would you say a whale? I don't know.
She wasn't big, but she was
you know, like, respectful. Her pictures from the waist up. I mean, from, you know, neck up, she was pretty, but like,
wow.
But then she had the glow up, like maybe 3 years later, she like slimmed down and, you know.
And then what?
I
you're a small guy, so I can
I'm
see.
Not that small.
I mean, you're thin.
So you're telling me.
You're petite.
I'm lean.
From what I'm hearing, I don't know, but I would like to know. From what I'm hearing, there's nothing but fat fish on Plenty of Fish.
That's not true. I'm looking right now, and there's a...
Well, at the time, I mean, like I said, I was deceived.
He's saying all of them looked thin, and then when he went to take her out, she was...
Yeah, she was bigger than her pictures.
Well, But listen, the people that we know right here that were on there, those were, you guys are all some good candidates.
And by the way, there's plenty of guys love big women now. Come on,
of course.
Let's not act like that.
Well, let's open up the phone lines. It's a Friday. 800-585-1051.
Let's go fishing.
Give me that fish.
Now, if you used the Plenty of Fish app before, we'd like to hear from you. Some of your horror stories.
No, it don't got to be a horror story. We just want to know your experience. What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with me?
Everything
those are the
horror?
Best stories. The horror stories are.
Some people get married off these apps.
Some guys like little people. They like big women. Why are you acting like these are horror stories? These aren't horror stories. It sounds like there's a lot of variety on Plenty of Fish to me. I just want to hear this Plenty of Fish stories.
Okay.
And be so bougie. Horror
I'm so bougie. What? I just said I want to hear the stories.
Fancy.
Horror stories.
All right, fine.
Yeah, horror stories.
What does that have to do with being bougie anyway?
I don't know. Couldn't think of another word.
800-585-1051. Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
EJ, NV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha Guy. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Now, if you just joined us, Charlamagne gave who donkey today?
I gave a young woman named Jaquila Taylor. They call her Kiki. She's from Seminole County, Florida. I gave her donkey of the day. She set up a man on the app Plenty of Fish, told the man to bring her some McDonald's at 2 in the morning, and then they robbed and shot the guy. And I was going around the room just asking people about their Plenty of Fish stories. Everybody in this room seems to have one. Dan said he was on Plenty of Fish, and there was nothing but fat women on there. Taylor Correct. Said she was on Plenty of Fish, and none of the guys wanted to holler at her because they wanted transgender women. And she also said there was a lot of big girls on there. Drom said that he went on there, and he hooked
Found
up with
a little person.
My
Correct.
Now, one of our interns, Joey, is in here. Joey came in here red, grabbing his hair, saying, I have a horror story. It's so many of them. Really, Joey?
What happened, Joey?
But he hasn't given up.
Give me that Plenty of Fish story.
So back when I used to live in Miami, I would hook up with people in my apartment building
because
it was quick and convenient. They'll just come downstairs. We'd hook up. So there's this one guy that I met. He was really cute. He comes down. One, he doesn't look like who he was. He was literally a completely different person. Like, he was tall, muscular, but when he came to me outside my door, he was, like, short and fat.
Wow.
So that was the first thing. So he literally wasn't
him. Someone else's
There's
picture.
A common theme about this app.
So it wasn't him to begin with. And then he wanted to just stay over for some reason. And I'm like, don't you have your own apartment? You literally live here. Like, I see you all the time. He just wanted to chill for no reason.
He wanted Netflix and chill.
Yes.
You had snacks.
No.
He's fat.
he had plenty. So I was like, you can turn around and go back upstairs. And so he didn't want to leave. And so I was just like, all right, well, if you're going to be here, like, you want to, you know, I don't know how to say it, you know, clean. But, you know,
you want to help me out. You want to do what?
Shoot, like, while you're here, you know, if we're going to hook up, can you, you know.
So you were still going to hook up.
You know, if you want to eat and you clearly look like you want to eat.
Eat what, Joey?
Eat what, Joey?
I'm old. I don't know this young.
Clearly.
Hey. Eat your butt.
You might as well.
And Joey, did he do it?
No, he didn't. He wanted me to serve as him, and I'm just like, sir, you're gonna come here not looking like who you said you are for me to just come and, you know, suck your like.
Oh, you can't give me that fish.
It's freaky Friday.
So he's gonna come and you know, catfish me, first of all, and then not help me out. So I said, no, you have to leave. So I just kicked him out.
Now,
all
Joey,
right, Joey.
This,
yeah.
Okay, Joey.
Joey, this concerns me. You can't just let anybody do that. You have to at least be attracted, right?
Yeah, I mean... You see, it's hard out here. Okay?
Now I don't. Like, now I don't think that if you're just getting it, if you're just getting your, I don't know
but,
how to say
but,
it.
If you're just, but
if you just letting somebody munch on your backside, you don't. It don't matter what they look
I
like.
I mean,
right?
Like his personality is all right, and you know he clearly likes to eat. So I was like, all right, you might, you know, kill it a little.
That's
bit.
That's right.
So.
Come get this fish. Right, Joey Joe.
Goodness gracious.
Let's take some calls, goddamn.
I don't want to take no calls. I'm satisfied right there.
Now, top that story.
Top that story.
You can't top Joey Joe's story, Dan.
But you can't top Joe.
I was high, too, if that adds to it. But.
No, it doesn't add to it.
Okay.
Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Yes, this is Ty. I'm in Texas. So the whole plenty of fish thing is more like plenty of catfish. So I met this guy on there. We talked for like 3 months, video chat, everything. But when I had like met up with him, he actually got me set up with some sex. He was like involved with sex traffickers.
What?
And he got me set up and I got kidnapped.
Oh, my God. That's awful.
You got kidnapped?
Yeah, I got kidnapped.
What the hell is going on, Plenty of Fish?
So, how did you get away?
Yeah,
what?
Yeah, he left me alone with this girl, and she was pregnant. She fell asleep, and I snuck out of the room they had me in. And I was able to run away. He's in jail.
Good.
Know, and it's still a whole open thing.
Damn.
You know, I still have to go. I might have to go testify still, so it's still an ongoing thing.
Well, I'm glad you're alive, baby. That could have ended up a whole nother way.
Absolutely.
Right.
Well, yeah, thank you. Thank you
a
for
lot of
sharing.
People on there running game like hard on there.
Listen.
Thank you
thank
for sharing,
God,
mother.
You got out of that situation.
Absolutely. I told y'all, let's just leave it at Joey. 800-585-1151. We're talking the Plenty of Fish app. Let's hear your stories. Call us now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Talk about it. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. I just want to say I love the Breakfast Club listeners. I love you guys so much.
They're the
you
best.
You guys are so honest. Now, if you just joined us, Charlamagne gave Donkey today to who?
A young lady named Jaquila Taylor. She's 18 years old. She's from Seminole County, Florida. She got a man set up and robbed via the Plenty of Fish app. She asked the man to bring her McDonald's at 2 in the morning, and then they shot and robbed him.
Mm-mm-mm. So we're asking, what are your Plenty of Fish stories? Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Shantae.
Hey, Shantae, you got a Plenty of Fish story for us?
Give me that fish.
Yeah, so I was saying that I signed up for Plenty of Fish. It was like the first time I've ever done an online dating app. And I signed up for Plenty of Fish in 2013. And I met the guy that's like now my baby daddy.
Okay.
And I found out when I was 5 months pregnant that he was married to another woman.
Oh, my God.
And... yeah, and then after that, obviously, you know, we broke up, and he went back on Plenty of Fish and had another baby with another different woman.
Wow.
He was creating Plenty of Fish.
Mm-hmm. He is just like a whole hoe.
There's a whole colony of fish he out here creating, huh?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Wow.
Damn.
Hello, who's this?
Hello, hey.
Give me that fish. Give me that Plenty of Fish story.
Give me that fish.
How y'all doing, man?
What's up, baby?
Hey, this is Jonathan from Orlando. Look, back in 2013, I had just got out of prison, and I was on POF, you know, being thirsty, and I messed around, and I met my soon to be wife, and we get married in September the 5th. We get married.
Oh, so this is a positive Plenty of Fish story. Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
I was getting horrified.
Well, congratulations, sir.
Well, thank you. I send a shout out to my old lady.
What's her name?
Her name is Kawanda.
Kawanda.
Yes, Kawanda. We staying in Orlando right now. We getting married September the 5th.
Now, did y'all delete y'all Plenty of Fish accounts after y'all found each other? Because no need for that for it no more, right?
To be honest with you, I haven't even been on it. It's probably just still there. I never actually went through and deleted it.
It's inactive.
Yeah. Got you. Well, congratulations, man. I'm glad that we finally got a positive story.
Every morning, man.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you for having no taste.
Hello, who's this?
This is Renee. I'm in Indianapolis.
Hey, Renee. We're talking about your Plenty of Fish stories.
Yes. So a lot of the time I'm catfished. I've been catfished by a lot of men from Africa. And then I also, like, there was a few times where I went to Walmart and the people who I'd ignore, like, there was this one particular, I ignore him all the time. He saw me at Walmart, then he sent me a message on POS and was like, I just sent you in real life, baby, you look fine. And I'm like, that is so creepy. They're just weird on there. But we can't blame the app. It's the person. You know what I'm saying?
Right, there's weird people on every app, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
But there might be a gem in there somewhere, so...
Well, I don't want to say congratulations. I don't know what to tell you.
What? I'm still single.
Are you still dating online?
Yeah, I'm on there. I'm on Tinder. I'm on Facebook dating. People don't meet people how they used to. Like, I'll go to the store and somebody will be staring at me, but he will not say anything. And I want somebody who will approach me and lead me. I don't want to have to lead every situation. So if I see them staring, I won't say anything. I'll just wait for them to say something, but they never do.
You don't think that's weird? Like, if you see a girl, like, if you see a guy out and he walks up to you and he goes, yo, what's your Instagram? And instead of talking to you right then and there, he starts communicating to you via Instagram when he could have had the chance to talk to you in Facebook.
Very weird.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for your story, Mama.
Yeah.
No problem.
I'm glad of the story.
The moral of the story is I'm glad I'm old and married. I'm glad I didn't come up in this era of dating apps because they say there's plenty of fish in the sea, but life is not a sea. You shouldn't want to date a fish. All right. You should want a human with a face and stuff.
Great moral, I guess. All right. Now, we got rumors on the way?
Yes. Soulja Boy, he is being sued for alleged assault, and his assistant is being sued as well.
Okay. We'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Soulja Boy.
It's time.
She's spilling the tea.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Soulja Boy is being sued for alleged assault, and his assistant is being sued as well. Now, young lady Kayla Myers says she was partying with Soulja Boy and friends at his house in Malibu, and she decided to leave at 2 a.m., and she said when she tried to leave, things didn't go so smoothly. She said she backed out, her car went off the driveway, and then Soulja Boy's assistant got upset. They got into an argument, and she said she was knocked to the ground. That's when Kayla claims Soulja came over to kick her in the stomach. She says that he bashed her in the head with a large gun and then said that she was going to die.
Damn, Soulja.
This was last year, by the way, in February 1st. Now, according to the documents that TMZ got, she said the Soulja Boy directed his assistant to drag her into the garage, tie her up with duct tape, and then give her a shower. According to these papers, Kayla says that he wanted to clean her up from when he beat her up outside. There was dirt all over her. So then she said she was held captive, tied up with an extension cord in the garage, and that's when a male assistant offered to release her if she performed oral sex. She said she did it because she felt she had no choice, and that's how she was released at 8 a.m. And she said when she was released, Soulja Boy said, get this bitch out of here before I knock her down the stairs. According to Kayla, she suffered 3 fractured ribs, a bruised face, and she did report all of this to the police. They did a raid at his house. That's when they found the guns.
Wow.
What were you going to ask?
I was going to say, I mean, this is all alleged, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, all alleged.
All alleged, like I said. And she's suing him for assault, battery, false imprisonment, and she's also suing the male assistant as well.
I wonder, how do you prove that you didn't do this if you're Soulja Boy's attorney, though?
I guess if you prove that there's any doubt, that's really what you do. So if there can be some doubt that this happened, but she did go to the police. And she did, as she claimed, suffered from 3 fractured ribs. So that's when they did the raid at his house. So she did go. So who knows? I'm not sure what's going to happen, but we will keep you updated. Now, according to the Jasmine brand, Cardi B's second album could be coming out, and it could be out as early as this spring. So not sure if that's really true. But according to a, quote, inside source, she's working overtime, and she wants this album out by this spring.
I'm here for some new Barty. I don't think Barty got a rush, though. When did Invasion of Privacy come out? 2018? Early 2018, maybe?
Yep, she might be ready.
2018.
She's been recording, so yeah. I'm excited to hear some new music.
It's been a couple years.
She's probably excited to put her album out, too.
Yeah, and she's had such a presence. I just hope that the label's not rushing her because she's Cardi. You know what I'm saying? Like, I hope she's actually putting out music because she wants to put out music. And not all right. Because they're making her.
Now, 50 Cent got his own star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And I don't know if you guys saw this, but both Eminem and Dr. Dre were on hand.
I've seen it.
Yes, speak at the event as well. So congratulations to 50 Cent. That's a huge deal. Here's what he had to say.
It's funny because I told him I felt like this was a lifetime achievement award for me. And it's because I didn't receive a lot of awards according to the success of the music. You know, like, I got the highest, the largest first album, debut hip-hop album. And you got the largest debut hip-hop album, and you don't got no best new artist. The best new artist, they gave that to Urban Essence. Can you find Urban Essence?
And it's not very often you can get those other two people, Dre and M, to come out anywhere.
Yeah, it was a lot of people there. I seen TDE, I seen Paul Rosenberg, I seen...
I saw Vanessa Satin was there
from
Double XL Magazine.
There was a lot of people there. So shout to 50, I seen Tony Yayo. A lot of people, man. I'm happy for 50.
I mean, they made history together, man. That three-headed monster, that Eminem, that Dr. Dre and 50, like that was a huge moment in hip-hop history.
They sure did.
All right, and the NFL did announce they're doing a visual album, Super Bowl 54 Live. So they're going to put that out on Super Bowl Sunday. Now, that album will have each performance, including the national anthem that Demi Lovato's doing, America the Beautiful by Yolanda Adams, accompanied by the Children's Voice Chorus, and the Pepsi Super Bowl Halftime Show, which is J-Lo and Shakira. So each performance will go live shortly after it happens on digital service providers, and you can pre-order and pre-save at participating providers, and that all starts January 30th. So all the proceeds from the National Anthem and America the Beautiful performances will benefit the NFL's Inspire Change Grant Program. All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee.
Are y'all excited for the Super Bowl?
Yes.
You're going, Emmy.
Yeah, I'm going. I'm going. I'm taking my son. We're going to have a great time. I'm excited. I'm definitely excited.
I'm when not excited. It's just another game.
Well, no, it's not.
But it won't be when my Cowboys are in there.
It won't be with your Cowboys
every
for a
year.
While. He agrees.
Every year.
All right. Well, when we come back, let's get to the mix, the People's Choice mix. And shout to, again to my homie 50 Cent for getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Let's do a 50 Cent mix. Let me know your favorite 50 Cent record. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now we got a shout to Tommy Davidson for joining us today.
Salute to Tommy Davidson, man. You know, even though Drom, our young board op, thinks that Tommy Davidson is irrelevant, and he said that Tommy's not popping, people love Tommy Davidson.
I know, I was really upset I missed that one because he has his book out and everything.
Yep. Now Drom changing his tune because under the Instagram comments, they showing him so much love, calling him a living legend and all kind of stuff. Now Drom switching his tune.
Mm-mm-mm, Drom. I never said that. You did say it. All right, when we come back, positive note, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, you guys have a great weekend. Of course, we're out at Super Bowl. I'm just enjoying it, man. Taking Logan to everything they can possibly do. Today, I'm going to the stadium. They have a lot of activities and things like that. I'm going to be hanging out with my 103.5, the Beat family. So it's going to be a lot of fun today, man. And I'm hoping for a great game. It's supposed to be sunny. The weather's supposed to be beautiful. So it should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, the weather out here is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And tonight I'm going to be at Studio 183 Lounge.
Ladies night.
Ladies night. So there's a lot of ladies. I think Kyra Chaos is DJing. Lala's going to be there as well. Also, Johnny Blaze will be there. And I just want to shout out to our intern, Joey, man, for really sharing a story about himself and giving us more insight to who he is.
Yeah, I like the fact that, you know, Joey had a dude come over, and, you know, even though he didn't really want to be with the dude, he was just like, yo, ain't no need for us to be here wasting each other's time. You know, let me smut your face out real quick. You know what I mean? It's good to see, you know, men doing to other men what men have done to women for years. I like equality.
Well, leave us on a positive note, sir.
I thought that was it.
That was it?
The positive note is this, man. I want y'all all to remember this weekend, especially during the Super Bowl weekend. Stop explaining yourself to people. I stopped explaining myself when I realized people only understand from their level of perception.
Breakfast Club, bitches! Y'all finished or y'all done?
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart in ways you probably haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Questlove, and Cate Blanchett. In recent weeks, I had talked to actor Dan Levy, director Ava DuVernay, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating.
I got a big heart, and I'm very forgiving, but, like, don't abuse it. It's been abused enough.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.